Lebanon has descended deeper into political crisis. And in the midst of the regional struggle between Iran and Saudi Arabia, there's no end in sight. Saudi Arabia has advised its citizens to leave the country and Kuwait has just followed suit. Since Lebanon's Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, resigned on the weekend, his fate has been a mystery. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Beirut.
The confrontation between Saudi Arabia and Iran is growing more intense, and Lebanon, one of their favourite proxy battlegrounds, is in political freefall. The Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, who's a dual Lebanese-Saudi citizen, announced his resignation on the weekend, not from the Prime Minister's office here in Beirut, but from the Saudi capital Riyadh. That was seen as part of a Saudi move against Iran, because Mr. Hariri's been in a power-sharing government with Iran's powerful local proxy, Hezbollah, and the Saudis accused Hezbollah of hijacking Lebanon. Hezbollah quickly speculated that while Mr. Hariri may have been following the orders of his patrons, he was also not free to leave Saudi territory, and now his own party, the Freedom Movement, is calling for his return to Lebanon. Senior party member Fouad Signora said the return of the Prime Minister, the national leader Saad Hariri, is necessary to recover respect for Lebanon's internal and external balance and in the framework of full respect for Lebanese legitimacy. Most of Mr. Hariri's colleagues had no idea he was going to resign on the weekend, and some were expecting him to fly back to Beirut yesterday, but he didn't show. And it's even less likely that he will, now that Saudi Arabia has advised its citizens not to travel to Lebanon or to leave as soon as possible. Many here speculated that the Saudis, by pulling Hariri out, were trying to rob Hezbollah, a Shiite movement, of the legitimacy of having a viable Sunni partner in government. But the president, who's allied to Hezbollah, said he wouldn't accept the resignation unless Mr. Hariri tendered it in person. And Hezbollah insists it's business as usual. Hezbollah MP Hussein Fadlallah said the bloc supports the course that the president has adopted in dealing with this mysterious resignation and reaffirms the need to safeguard the political and financial stability and security of the country. The Prime Minister's resignation coincided with an extraordinary purge in Saudi Arabia, in which dozens of ruling family members and businessmen were locked up as the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, consolidated power. Hezbollah's Hussein Fadlallah said, the Saudi regime is suffering today from an acute internal crisis. We ask it to spare Lebanon its crises and stop its interference in our internal affairs. That's a bit rich coming from Hezbollah, which maintains its own arsenal and militia in Lebanon, armed and trained by Iran. But for now, the Saudis are confronting the Iranians in Lebanon by leaving the prime ministership vacant and promoting a travel ban.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown.